In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they returned every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 33 of Jim's BBQ Pod. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Hey, boys, how you doing tonight?
We're doing fantastic.
This is going to be a... Oh, sorry, Dylan.
No, that's okay, Mike.
Go ahead and repeat yourself.
Well, I thought I heard something.
Well, we'll get there.
What is that?
This is going to be a very special episode. We're just going to basically kind of do like a fly-by-the-seat-of-our-pants, live call-in-ish type episode, where we're just going to add people to our call and go at it and see what they have to add and see what we're doing and go from there. But before we get there, don't forget you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter at JimsBBQPod and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
Jim, man, what the fuck?
What?
You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com.
Sorry, I was responding to something.
And you can also go to our website at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
You can email us a message that's hashtag J-I-A-D.
Giant?
Yeah. Jihad?
No.
Oh, jeez. Dylan, no, we don't want those emails.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my God, Dylan, what are you doing with us?
You're the one that put that in there.
Fucking Sarge.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And, Teresa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
We actually have a...
giggling back there.
We actually have a sponsor now.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
So, Teresa, returning podcast guest from our Fuller House episode, her appearance is sponsored by GrinderJerseys.com.
I was like, wait, Teresa's not the sponsor. She hasn't thrown a dime at us.
It's because I don't have many to throw.
That's
her,
good.
Her appearance is sponsored by GrinderJerseys.com.
I can't decide whether to be excited about that or not, because it was just sort of randomly jammed in there.
Well,
whoa!
Hi-oh!
You're talking about the...
The ad placement.
Yeah, the ad plug. Jesus.
Okay, let's clear that up.
Okay,
we'll clear it up. Jim has a new business venture that him and our good friend and previous podcast guest, Jeff Quigley, is working on. It is a jersey, hockey jersey specific company that him and Jeff are working on. Jim is the, I don't know what the hell you would call you, Jim.
The director of awesome
of the operation?
Like director of awesome. Sales and marketing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they is on the card. But.
And Jeff is the artistic director?
Yep.
So the talent.
Yes.
Yes. I have none.
I can't make things happen. You have many talents.
So Teresa, your appearance tonight is sponsored by GrinderJerseys.com.
Thanks, Teresa.
Well, thank you. I'm honored.
So what are we talking about?
That's not to be confused with the dating app Grindr.
Yeah, because that's for gay dudes. And while that's fun and a little hot, me, I am not a dude.
It's not just for gay dudes. Dylan told me the whole history of Grindr.
Shut up.
Okay, it's for dudes looking for dudes.
That would be pretty gay.
Now that we've all, you know, figured out the definition of homosexuality.
Oh, it's not just homosexuality, but that is a much longer conversation when I am involved. So,
anyway.
Moving on.
Dylan, what are you drinking this evening?
I am drinking Main Beer Company's Mo, which is a nice piney pale ale.
Just to go along with that Grindr theme, you didn't say homo, did you?
Oh my god, I'm gonna smack you. That was the cheapest joke ever.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, it really was.
Waka waka, as Sean would say.
Up your game, Mike. Up your game.
Oh, we're working on it. Don't you worry, Teresa.
You know, none of you guys sent me pictures of what you're drinking.
Oh, shit. You know what? I have my picture.
I will.
Teresa, are you having anything this evening?
Sprite, because I'm going to bed in like an hour and I'm a loser.
Wow.
Wow.
That'd be such a jerk about it.
Why are you being so down on yourself? Nothing wrong with Sprite.
Like, we've met before. This is how I talk about myself.
Sprite with Lyman?
Lyman.
Didn't you ever hear that? That was like their slogan.
No.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, is this you at the top of your game, Mike? Because I'm concerned.
No, that was like, that was their slogan. It was Sprite with Lyman. Because it was like lemon and lime combined.
Yeah, don't belabor the moment.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking some Sprecher's grape soda.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Mixing it up.
Yeah. Sounds good.
It is delish. What are you drinking, Dylan?
I already answered that question.
He was drinking the Mo.
It was the homo joke, remember?
Oh, what are you drinking, Mike?
Wow, this is just going to go off the rails tonight, isn't it?
It's going really quick.
Yes. I'm drinking Stone's Woot Stout.
Woot? Like Wu-Tang Woot. Clan?
No, Woot. W-O-T. Stout.
Or W-0-0-T.
Jim, you would be interested in this one in that the one of the brewers is Will Wheaton.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Actually, a guest who would be a possible guest for later in the show might be more interested than even Jim.
Oh, okay.
I think I know who that might be.
Aw. Will Wheaton is made of win.
Is he made of woot?
I figured
probably also that.
I figured he was made of wheat.
Well, that too.
Wheat and woot.
Alright, so, man, I can't think that we can't talk about this tonight, but Gene Wilder passed away.
Oh.
Heartbreaking. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was 82, so, I mean...
And 3 years with Alzheimer's, which I didn't know.
Yeah, that I didn't know either. Well,
they made a point not to make it public because they didn't want
the
attention focused on it, which I get, especially given the fact that, you know, with Gilda Radner, you know, she was sick for so long that there was that focus. So I get why they wouldn't want that focus on him. But so it's sad. I mean, it's not a surprise. He was in his 80s, but it's still really sad.
I think so many of us grew up, though, on his movies that I think that's why it makes it sad, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, we kind of promised some of our listeners that we wouldn't do as many like obituaries, if you will. But man, I feel like we kind of need to talk about Mr. Wilder and his great career. Some of the amazing movies that he was in. Probably one of my all time favorite movies, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's a good one.
It's just, oh my God, amazing. I love that movie.
As much of a staple of my childhood as that was, when somebody says Gene Wilder to me, the first thing I go to is Young Frankenstein. It was one of the first Mel Brooks movies I was ever acquainted with. And he was just, I mean, you want to talk brilliant, spot on, flawless comedic timing? That movie, in my opinion, is right at the top. He was brilliant.
Well, that movie is absolutely brilliant.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's one of my favorite comedies of all time. And you say his name to me, that's what immediately pops into my mind.
You guys need to come up with a new adjective to describe Gene Wilder. Brilliant's been used several times.
I've got plenty of adjectives. I have 1 7/8 degrees in English.
I know, but Dylan just used brilliant right after you used brilliant, so it kind of was amusing.
We're overflowing with brilliance today.
There you go.
There you go. Jim?
Seriously.
I heard the Young Frankenstein thing. My Gene Wilder is, my first one's probably Stir Crazy.
Oh, no. That's a good one.
And then probably second one would probably be Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
What about Blazing Saddles?
Somebody had to mention Blazing Saddles.
How could you not mention Blazing Saddles?
I don't know. I just never comes to mind. I don't know.
Who's Mongo? More like, what is Mongo? That's not even, like, the best line in the movie. It's just the one that I always remember.
Whatever.
I have to say, as far as Blazing Saddles is concerned, I'm cliche. I always go straight to the, is it true what they say about black men? I can't help it. It makes me laugh every single time.
Is it, Dylan?
Yeah. Know. You got a black guy sending dick pics of himself to you.
Oh, that is true.
Explain?
Well, if you
apparently you haven't listened to all of the episodes of your podcast.
You'll have to find out for yourself, Teresa.
Yeah.
Start no, you can explain, Dylan.
Well, with that kind of incentive.
Basically, just out of the blue one day, I got some text messages from a number I didn't recognize, and I opened up the text messages, and it was a black guy from, I think, Louisiana had sent me a picture of his dick.
Was it a nice one?
No.
Well, that's no fun.
And so then he sent a selfie.
Hey, Dylan.
Yeah.
Would any dick pic that you get be a nice one?
No. I wouldn't want any dick pics.
Remember that, would you please? Because most gentlemen in the world don't seem to understand that. If you don't like it, we probably wouldn't either.
Well, I did not. I mean, I wasn't angry. I was more just alarmed and shocked.
Okay, here's the general rule about dick pics. If we ask for them, send them. If we do not ask, do not send.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
That wasn't directed at you specifically, but that seems to be a general theme.
I was getting like a fucking scolding over here.
No, not you in specific, dear. It just seems to be a general theme with they started the last podcast I was on with me yelling at my cat. So a little humiliation. I'm sorry. It's in the cards.
Yeah, Dylan.
You don't understand that I go through humiliation every single episode, so...
Oh, no, I get it.
I don't think anybody found anything humiliating about the cat yelling thing. I think everybody just kind of laughed at it, that heard it. Which
can we go back to talking about Gene five Wilder? Of our...
Wait, I'm sorry, were you just trying to steer the conversation back to your dick pics?
No, I was trying to steer it back to Gene Wilder.
You was trying to steer it away from the dick pics? So were you fully erect standing up, or were you just all kind of...
Stretching? I was flaccid laying down.
Well, technically, wouldn't that be supine, not flaccid?
What, supine?
If you're going to use a word...
Technically in English?
Means.
What the fuck does that word mean?
Supine? Huh? Means laying down. Seriously, don't you have a degree in English?
Why the fuck don't you just say laying down, then? What's with the fuck?
Teresa, you're always impressed by some of the language I use, and I have never heard that fucking word before.
Supine. Doesn't that sound like something oh, here comes the Stone Cold, he just gave him the supine!
Either that or something that's...
He got the supine!
Are we really veering into nerd shaming right now?
What is nerd shaming?
No, we're not. We're just questioning the use of the word because none of us have ever heard it before.
That doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, it does. No.
Well, I've never seen a dinosaur. That doesn't mean they never existed.
Hey, but you know what that means, Teresa, is you've educated us.
Excellent. My work here has been for something.
Yeah. I mean, you don't necessarily have to take that as a criticism. You know, you can.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you don't have to take that as a criticism. We're going to question it, though, like what Jim said, like, you know, both Jim and I went, okay, yeah, neither of us are English majors, so you, fuck, man, I've never heard that word before. Jim,
it's a weird word.
Yeah. So
it's part on my whiteboard at work.
I'm not going to say you would necessarily totally dumb it down for us. But, I mean, dumb it down maybe a smidge.
Yeah, do you know what a stop bit is, Teresa?
I'm sorry, what?
A stop bit?
No.
Yeah.
Should I?
No.
Probably not.
Just like I shouldn't know what sublime or sublime or whatever means.
Supine.
Oh,
S-U-P-I-N-I-E.
Oh, man, that song Santeria that they did, that was amazing.
And for the record, I don't claim to know every word in the world. Just that one.
Whatever.
Oh, up your face, Jim.
Oh, it just got real. I don't feel like we're picking on you if we're using like a word that none of us know.
I'm not wounded, Mike. So I am not wounded.
How do we cut the people calling in off? I mean, how do we just drop them?
Whoa!
Wow!
Actually, you know what, Teresa?
I feel so loved.
You have to criticize them so much that they just go, you know what? Fuck this!
All right, so I'll run a story by you guys, and Dylan really questioned why I had this on the list of topics. But
all right. You know what? Don't embellish it, Mike. I didn't question it. I simply asked.
You questioned it, and
but I wasn't like, why are we doing that? I don't understand it.
No. You questioned, okay, what is this going to be about? And I'm going to tell you because I feel like a bit of a dumbass. Only because of something that Liz showed me. And I don't know if this is something that's common knowledge or is just something I'm not aware of or what. But let me run it by you guys, and I want to see what you think. Okay, so Liz and I have been dieting pretty heavily in front of our 2017 first annual Jim's BBQ Podcast fan cruise that all four of us are going on the amazing Carnival Glory, right? So Liz and I have been dieting pretty heavily, and one of the things that we've been eating a lot of late are pistachios. Or pistachios, depending on how you want to pronounce them. But yes. Apparently, I never knew how to properly open a pistachio.
What? It's not rocket science.
Well, how would you open a pistachio?
Crack it open like you do any other nut.
Okay.
Whoa!
Whoa, that's like some...
Wow, that was unnecessarily pervy.
No shit!
Okay, moving on.
Jim is apparently cringing in his chair right now. But okay, so sometimes like you get a bag of pistachios, right? And they have like the little split, and you can open it up. How do you open it up?
So in the bag of nuts, there's a split in the nuts.
There's a split in the shell of the pistachio.
Yes, I know.
I don't know what you're asking me to say. You just pull it apart
with.
Your tongue.
My fingers? Well.
Okay, good. That's exactly what I wanted to hear, Teresa. I thank you for that. So,
fingers?
Liz taught me a apparent hack of how to open up a pistachio that
like
I was
never heard.
So, like a hack where you're making it too complicated?
Well.
No, it's you take the. You break one open and then you keep one half of the shell and you open the shell. The other shells with the one half, right?
Oh, fuck. Dylan got it. Dylan has solved the mystery that I was never aware of. Yes, that's exactly what Liz showed me to do tonight that I never realized in my entire lifetime is how you should open pistachios. Because we've been eating so many pistachios of late, all I've been doing is basically breaking, like splitting my nails on the pistachios that are difficult to open by trying to pry them open with my fingers. But yeah,
I would just say this is why I buy nuts pre-shelled. Eliminates that whole problem.
Right, but they're a little bit more they're a little more pricier if you do that.
It's true.
But if you can't afford that, you know, or you don't want to pay for that convenience. Dylan is right. If you use half of a shell of a pistachio to open the remaining pistachios, it's a little bit of a hack to prevent you from splitting your nails. And Liz taught me that this evening.
Nice.
It's never occurred to me, Dylan.
You live a very exciting life, Mike.
You sound incredibly sarcastic when saying that, but...
I sound incredibly sarcastic a lot of the time.
But, hey, you know what? It's the small things in life. You know, that's what we talk about. We talk about things that happen in our life.
Oh, now you...
No. And this is one of those things. This is one of those things. Like I was telling the guys earlier, and it's, you're going to, if you listen to the episode 31, the end of it, we were talking about like the concept of us podcasting and why we do it. And it's just one of those things that, you know, like the reason why we do it is so we have these conversations with each other. And if we record them and people listen to them, they listen to them. If they don't, oh well. That's the whole concept, Teresa, is that, you know, that's all we're doing is we're just talking about the things that we live and learn and, you know, and love and, you know, the conversations we have with each other is what it's all about.
Yeah. Learning the definition of supine.
Yeah.
I am just full of that shit. So
this podcast isn't anything about barbecue. It isn't anything about anything but our life experiences, whether they're together or separate or whatever. That's what it's about.
But you're not full of nuts, right?
No, I'm not. But apparently my, I've also lost a bit of a thumbnail, so I don't have too much to go on as far as a thumbnail either. But that's what we're full of is life experiences.
And nuts.
Yep.
Can you guys hear me again?
Yes, unfortunately, no. We can hear you again.
That was our second callers wanting to know if we were going to let them on the show.
We can.
Well, someone's sleepy anyway, so.
What, are you kicking her off?
No.
I was just making a crack.
It's getting rid of me already.
A crack.
In the nuts.
In the nuts.
So that sounds painful.
Let's add to call.
Yeah, add to call, man. Let's add some more people on. It'll be a party line.
Yeah, I'll see if.
Does Dylan even know what that phrase is?
Dylan probably has no idea what a party line is.
Is that like when you would have multiple people on the same like landline on like phone?
Wow, very good, Dylan.
I just kind of figured that out. like in Mean Girls.
Sort of.
I don't know. It's like the closest reference I could think of.
Well,
I was gonna say bye bye birdie. That's a party line, but I'm the only musical nerd here, so nobody else might get that.
I know what Bye Bye Birdie is, so.
Oh, thank you.
Fucking Chris Seymour is calling me right now.
You might be surprised, Teresa, about how familiar I am with musicals.
So. No, I know you are. It's just you're not as much of a nerd about them as I am.
Hello?
Hey,
we got it. Hey, what's up? Dave Maynard and Chris Seymour coming to you.
Hi, Dave. Welcome to Jim's BBQ Podcast. This is Mike.
Glad to be here, Mike. Hey, Mike. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Jeff Maynard is also here.
Oh, previous podcast guest Jeff Maynard.
Is everyone just speaking in the third person? Did I miss the memo?
Yeah.
I'm the guy, the Jeff who went to China.
Jeff who went to China.
Wow. Wow, this sounds just like a clusterfuck.
Hey, Dylan.
Yes.
Are you gonna do it?
Go fuck yourself, Chris Seymour.
Yeah, we got it inside now.
Holy shit, that's awful. Whoa. What the?
Just like knocked over the whole room. I just like destroyed a fan and a table and everything. These guys should be saying, fuck you, Chris Seymour, because I just destroyed the whole room.
Go fuck yourself, Chris Seymour.
I did.
Seymour. Better than you did. I don't know what the fuck you were doing that, but just...
We moved 4 feet. I'm gonna throw a chicken burger right here.
We moved into the living room.
Wait, is there a pot pie also involved?
Is there a chicken pot pie?
There is in the freezer. There's a McChicken.
Yeah, you want a McChicken?
You know about the McChickens, right?
Yeah, I unfortunately do.
Tell him, Chris. Dylan, there's a guy.
I know about it. Tell Mike about it.
But tell him the details. Okay, all right, Mike. There's this guy on Twitter who posted himself having sex with a McChicken.
What the fuck?
like a McDonald's chicken sandwich?
Yes, that really happened.
Okay, so question. Crispy or grilled?
No, it was I watched the video. I'm pretty sure it was the crispy one.
Wait, you watched it?
Was there mayo for lubrication?
You know what? I'm pretty sure the mayo was lubrication.
It would, Teresa, it would have to be. It. That would chafe like hell.
Lettuce. Some lettuce going on in there?
There was a little bit of lettuce.
We were hanging at a restaurant earlier, and the waitress comes up, and she goes, "What are you talking about, this big chicken?" And then earlier, everyone's in the bathroom, and the waitress is very interested in what we were talking about, but she's very interested in the big chicken. And I was like, "You don't want to know." And she's like, "I do want to know." And I was like, "You don't really want to
know." You guys, just Google it. Just Google McChicken.
No, I'm good. McChicken.
It'll be like the first thing that comes up.
Did you say McDicken or McChicken?
Just Google McChicken. It'll come up. I'm sure if you Google McDicken, it'll come up too.
Hey, Chris. Chris.
Yes.
Chris, what's so important that you have to go home soon?
No, I got to work tomorrow, guys. Come on.
It's fucking 10 o'clock, first of all. And second of all, how come every time you do something with us, you have to go home or you have to leave?
Because last time was Sam's birthday.
Okay. So Sam's birthday is every year during the Gretzky tournament, but you only left for one?
Sam, fuck off. This time, when I come on Saturday, I can stay as long as you want. Like, if you want to come cuddle with me, that's fine.
Hey, right. I got a serious question. Have you guys been, like, drinking all night or something?
Yes.
No.
Wow. What a fucking two-faced lie. Just like, no, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. A little bit.
That's what I figured.
Dave, definitely.
Yes.
Dave,
do you have a mask on?
No, not yet. Dave, do you have clothes on? I have clothes on for now.
Wow. I'm noticing a general theme to tonight's conversation.
Who's the lady? I'm interested in the female.
Oh.
Oh. Who's Teresa Jones?
Teresa, can you send us a picture?
Her picture's on Skype.
Of a McChicken?
No.
I am both intrigued and uncomfortable right now.
You should.
Oh, I don't want the picture. I'm just interested in the Teresa Jones of the Jim's Barbecue podcast.
Uh-huh.
Teresa Jones. Wasn't that the chick's name from... No, that was Trish Jones from Mallrats.
It's close. It's almost like you're like a twin sister. So, Teresa, if your last name is Jones and her last name is Jones, does that mean that you inspired Kevin Smith to make a sequel to Mallrats? That makes sense, right?
That totally makes sense.
That's Dave logic. So, Mike, do you have any questions for the Trivial Debates crew? I mean, I'm sure you do.
We're not filled with a lot of knowledge, so you don't really have to dig very deep.
Come on, Mike. We're Trivial Debates. We're full of knowledge. Don't listen to Jeff.
What?
We've heard so much from Jeff on his previous previous appearance on Jim's BBQ podcast. So I did like the question for Chris of why the fuck does he have to leave so early? But Dave, what is the purpose of this appearance?
Well, of yours,
on Jim's BBQ podcast.
I just wanted to jump in and say hello to my friends on the Jim's BBQ podcast, you know, and Chris Seymour was always getting slagged on in the outro, you know, fuck yourself, Chris Seymour. I think he needed a chance to come in and state his purpose and, you know, like say, hey, I'm not such a bad guy. You don't have to go fuck me. Chris had to do the Matt Damon.
Well, and you know what? He totally stated his purpose. I mean, I can't believe how great he's done. Yeah.
So what's going to happen is you guys are just going to continue to say, fuck you.
Yes.
Continue to say, fuck you, Chris.
I
got to be honest with you after this appearance. Fuck yeah, we're still going to do that.
You know what? I have to be honest, though. I have to say, I've been kind of slacking with the whole, you know, go fuck yourself, Chris Seymour. But after tonight... Ever again.
Every day now.
Every day you're shuffling?
Benny's here now. And
hey, Benny's here.
Well, congratulations to me.
Hey, Benny.
Sorry about your luck, Benny.
Oh, hey, guys. Nice to
we have
you.
A British person on the podcast now.
Nice to hear your sultry voices again.
There's only one person here with a sultry voice. It's certainly not me.
It's me, Dave Major.
It's the lovely dulcet tones of Jim Edelston.
We could see more. And anyways, guys.
Guys. Listen.
I just want to say, go fuck yourself, Jim Crandall. Go fuck yourself, Billy Gonzalez. Go fuck yourself, Jim Edelston. Go
Jim
Crandall. Jim Barbecue Podcast. You guys all go fuck yourself. Yeah!
On that note, holy fuck, what a train wreck that was.
Yeah. Well, while they're gone, let me add a normal person.
Can I take this moment to say, what the hell just happened?
Did I hang up on that at, like, the appropriate time?
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay.
I can't believe he called
Jim Crandall. You hung up on him. I thought he just...
No, I totally hung up on that.
Oh, that was
classic. Dude, he called you Jim Crandall.
I heard that, and...
And I heard you go, what, Jim Crandall?
Yes, I did. Did you guys see the chats at all? I know Teresa did.
What, like the...
What in the hell?
I haven't looked. Oh, my God.
And then, like, to you guys, I said, wow, I really don't want to edit this bullshit. That was awful, guys. I'm sorry.
What a terrible idea.
No. It was a good idea with good intentions, but...
It went very, very badly.
It went very badly with some guests.
Five on there. I mean, it wouldn't have been just so bad if it would have been one person.
But I'll tell you what, if you can get the other Teresa on, we'll go into our one of our favorite segments. And Teresa?
Yes, dear.
I apologize.
Okay. Why?
Because nobody should be subjected to stuff like that.
And we have to deal with that, like, for a weekend.
No, you guys have to deal with that. I don't. I avoid it.
For what?
It's fun, though.
They're a bunch of the street hockey people.
Oh, gotcha.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good yourself?
Fine. It's complicated.
So you have just, come on the heels of maybe one of the more fucked up things that we've ever had on Jim's BBQ pod.
Yeah, a bunch of Canadians.
Well, should we tell her? She'll understand. It was Dave Mayer, Chris Seymour, Benny. Well, Jeff was being Jeff. Well, Jeff and Benny are normal, but Dave and Chris, so they kind of derailed.
There may have been some level of inebriation that maybe they shouldn't have been on.
Yeah.
You remember Dave Mater that insisted he could run faster than Dylan and you had it recorded?
Yes.
Yeah, him.
Oh, so before we go any further, Teresa 1, meet Teresa 2.
Hey, who's 1 and who's 2?
I was here first.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Well, considering Teresa 1 has issues with anything that has to do with the number 2, let's not make her the number 2.
Oh, God. No more poop jokes.
Okay. So we can give Teresa number 2 a rundown. Teresa Jones has been on this podcast before. She was on our Fuller House episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Because I know you've listened to a few of the episodes. So yeah, we'll just give you like a point of context. But I don't know how caught up you are, but we're going to do one of our favorite segments. Are you familiar with Insecurities?
Of course.
Okay. So you ready?
Sure. Are both Teresa's familiar?
What's that?
Are both Teresa's familiar with the Insecurities?
Yeah, there's okay. Maximum Teresa saturation here.
That's awesome.
So I know everybody loves our high-tech intro for it, so here you go. Da-da-da! Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, Mike, Teresa, and Teresa.
Wow.
Yep.
That's impressive.
That's how it goes.
It's too bad there's not someone on this podcast whose name begins with A. Then we could have AT&T.
You're very clever.
Can we just
Dylan.
Call you Adeline?
Sure. Adeline.
So he's a girl now.
That's the... You know...
You're saying Dylan's a girl?
Best I could do, Teresa. Come on.
What?
Come on!
Adeline is a girl's name!
I know. That's the quickest and best I could do. A gym doesn't actually work.
All right. Get on to your segment.
All right.
Jim. Whoa. We could call Jim Midge.
That was kind of sargy. Would that be my rapper alter ego rapper name, Midge?
Midge, yeah.
Question number 43. At what age did your childhood pet run away?
That's so random. I mean, they're assuming, one, you had a childhood pet, and two, that it ran away. And
Have you not heard any of the previous insecurity questions?
Yes, I have, but that's just
these questions are just fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of assumptions, and also, like, way to bring up a really bad memory.
Look, he's questioning and quantifying everything now, Mike.
Yeah, actually, it's you, Dylan.
I'm sorry, Adeline. Well, who's going first?
Well, I got a story, I'll tell you. I can't remember the specific age, but I think I was about 12 or 13. And I remember that we had a cat that ran away. And a friend of mine says, hey, I think I found your cat near our house. I'm like, oh? So I go out there to where he said the cat was. And yeah, he found the cat. It was on the road. It had been hit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He had a great way of putting that, didn't he?
Why?
Wow.
Was, yeah.
Why? What a
sarge.
Yes.
Why? So,
yeah, I think I was about 12 or 13 when that happened.
That's a great friend.
Yeah.
High quality friendship right there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in about 20 years, so hey.
For a reason.
I can't imagine why.
Jeez.
Well, Teresa too's a pet person. You've had to have an animal run away and come back or something.
I don't remember them ever running away.
Huh.
I know Teresa one has had numerous cat runaways. Because I know she's told the stories.
We didn't have numerous cat runaways. I think
we had millions.
Yes.
Wait, no. But I know you've had.
Yeah. What he means is I have two cats, one of which, every year right around my birthday, my older cat gets out and runs away. He comes back. He doesn't disappear into the ether, but for some reason this cat every year right around my birthday gets out of the house and bolts for the woods across the street, and it's like the worst birthday present ever every year.
Maybe he doesn't realize that.
I don't know. I have a spring birthday. I'm like, is it just that he's Twitter pated? Because he's been fixed. There's nothing you're getting out there for, dude. I mean, sorry about your luck, but.
But that's an adult pet of yours. So have you had any when you were a child?
We had one cat run away, which I guess it's not uncommon for cats in particular that when they get sick, they sort of run and hide when they know they're going to pass away. I guess that's not uncommon. We had one cat run away. And the kind of screwed up thing about it that tells you what kind of family I have is that the cat name was Skittles. And she was a calico cat. And just by chance, the next cat we got was a calico cat. Female, of course, because all calicos are female. And she had the same coloring. So my parents just named her after the next candy bar they could think of. And it was a little bit weird that, you know, the cat that ran away, we just replaced her with a cat that looked creepily like her and
you
named her after
McCullough?
Another candy bar. No, she's Snickers. And she's very old right now. She's She is not long for this world. So I just totally brought a happy face to the podcast. Sorry about that.
That's okay. That's why we interject things like whatchamacallit.
Teresa, the Doombringer.
No. How about you, young Dylan?
I never had a pet run away from me because they would all just die within close proximity to me.
I thought you were going to say, we never had a cat run away because I always killed them.
Wow.
You know when you get hungry in the middle of the night.
Oh, God.
No, never had a pet run away. They all just, like, died in the house or their tank or whatever. So... I had a lot more experience. It was probably worse than just like, oh, cat's gone. Can't do anything about it. It's like, oh, wow, the dog is dead. The lizard is dead. The hermit crab is dead.
Everyone you love dies, Dylan.
Everything around you is dying. What are you doing wrong with your life, son?
Ouch. You're like Lord of the Flies childhood.
Well, my parents didn't, like, strand me in the backyard and, like, make me, like, feed off squirrels.
Everybody died first, so they couldn't.
Yeah, because I killed and ate them.
God, this took a really unexpected turn.
That's the beauty
that could
of
be the theme for this podcast, is
yeah,
this
yeah,
took that... an unexpected turn.
Yeah, to say the least.
That might actually be the title for this episode.
An unexpected turn.
Yes.
Or an unexpected turd.
Ooh.
Oh, God, with the poop jokes. Why?
What about you, Jim?
I think Jim's busy typing away, like, apologizing to Dave Mater for being hung up on or something.
No.
Fuck that.
He's secretly writing his memoirs.
I'm talking to my one boy in China.
You're talking to a young boy in China?
my one boy. Not a young boy.
You know what? I'm not sure that's any better.
He's got one in China, one in Russia.
Yuri?
That cute boy slash girl in North Korea.
Wow.
All right, we got somebody else to add to the call.
Oh, God. Whoa. God help them.
Uh-oh.
Should we apologize now?
No.
Yes.
All right. So Jim, have you had any pets when you were a child that ran away?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay.
What's going on?
Okay. So we have Jim and Dylan, and we have previous podcast guest Teresa, who was on the Fuller House episode.
Mm-hmm.
We have E, who was just on a couple of episodes back.
Was he on E?
He could have been. And then we have one of our super fans, other Teresa, who,
you know,
this is her debut episode.
Maybe it'd be just easier if you called me T.
There
we go.
Okay, we got T.
I was going to say, there's got to be something better than other Teresa.
All right.
Take offense to be an other Teresa.
We'll call you OT.
OT.
Hey, speaking of being offended, what's your sister doing?
Wow.
She's cleaning the house.
Is that why you wanted to know if you had to refrain from house cleaning?
Well, yeah, we got company coming over. We got work to do.
Nice.
All right, E. Well, you've been added in right in the midst of an epic session of insecurities.
Nice.
So we're up to question number 43. We'll ask you, at what age did your childhood pet run away?
Oh, God. I don't remember if it actually really ran away. It came back, unfortunately.
Did you not leave it off far away from, like, the highway far enough? You know, like, did you drive the highway far enough to
wow.
try to get back?
Did you, like, actually find a puppy farm and then you just said, nah?
Actually, we got the dog from a gas station that was going out of business, and we kept the dog for a little while, and the dog just took off, didn't want to hang with us, was gone for a couple of days, and then ended up coming back out of the blue. Susie.
Oh, you're making it sound like you found the dog from, like, the fucking Sandlot or something.
Well, no, it was like a whole bunch of dogs were giving birth at this gas station. The guy was trying to get rid of all the puppies and everything, and we got the puppy from that guy, and dog didn't want to stick around too long, so.
I'm surprised it wasn't like golf or mobile or something.
That's a tough pup.
It was a Phillips 76.
Oh, the gas station.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's not a type of dog.
No, I bet the name of the dog.
Oh, Susan?
No, I said golf or mobile.
That'd be great if you named the dog one of those.
Exxon. Kept on leaking all over the place.
Oh, God.
As dogs often do.
All right, so question number 44. What is the name of your favorite canceled TV show?
Oh,
that's easy. Does it have to be canceled or just end?
Hey, as we've often said to Dylan, you can interpret the question any way you want it to be.
Yeah, Dylan.
All right.
I'm sure you've heard that on
yes.
the many episodes that you've heard of this podcast.
And I agree with it. It's fine.
All right, so we'll start with you, E.
Probably Seinfeld. I wish they kept that going.
And you know, there's been so much talk about them doing like reunion episodes or shit like that. Like, you know, I'm surprised they haven't.
Well,
they did one, right? Though on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh no! I just got like a weird like text.
Was it a dick pic?
No.
From a black guy?
BBC, baby.
It's just, I don't know who this is, but all they put was S-H-A-W-T-Y, shoddy? I don't know what that
is. Yeah.
Like, shoddy?
That's not for you. That's a wrong number. Because that is so absolutely incorrect about you in so many ways.
It's somebody else's bae.
Yeah, that's someone else.
Okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt.
You should just reply back like, yeah, that's what they call me, but who are you?
Well, yeah, I'd love to see like a continuation of the story or maybe even like a better ending of Seinfeld.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping even if they did some kind of even movie kind of event sort of thing, I think it would have been pretty cool. But we'll see that.
You know what I was really shocked with Seinfeld was, what were they given, 2 years or 5 years in prison?
Right.
Yeah.
I really, really thought that, like, that there would be at least an hour-long episode of them getting out of jail when that 5 years or whatever it was up.
Or a cameo in Orange is the New Black.
Something, dude.
I got a response. I just put wrong number, and they put dreadful.
Nice.
Seriously,
this
whole podcast is dreadful. Is that what you're going to say, Teresa?
And no, it's just this like this whole podcast has been like you think one thing is going to happen, and it takes a complete left turn into randomness.
I heard somebody happens. Was looking for me. Hello.
What?
Oh, hey, it's Carrie.
It's Carrie.
That's
Snookums to you, Muffin.
Yeah, Snookums.
I was very alarmed there for a second.
I was like, whoa, where'd his voice come from?
Yeah.
It just touched me.
I must have been Carrie Moran.
Some people say we sound alike.
No.
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 I don't know why.
So you're cleaning the house while T's having a good time, I see.
How do you see?
She's got the webcam on.
Want to tell me about?
She's got the webcam playing. She's been moving around for all of us to see what's going on.
He's got a drone flying around the house.
He doesn't even know where the house is.
How did you get the shipment? If I don't know where the house is.
This is true. He knows our address now.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're like a block away from the wing place or the chicken place or pizza place, whatever it is.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that.
He saw it on Google Maps.
Could have Google mapped it.
All you have to do is put in the who's.
Street view, man.
The
who's. I wonder how old Street View
is. Get every house in Canada, or every who's in Canada, sorry.
Who's? Who says who's?
I don't know. I don't know what that's all about.
Crazy Americans.
Are they related to Mies?
Moosin.
Are we just like throwing out Canadian stereotypes here?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, hey there.
Yeah, eh?
Hey, hoser.
Actually, wasn't that that was a question last pod, was what's your favorite movie, and I threw out Strange Brew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like a quarter into the one with E.
Yeah.
So was I.
You're listening.
Pouring it hard.
Yeah, that one was a little bit long.
That was some outstanding editing, though.
See how much work Mike puts into it now that you've been and seen the edit? Or heard
doing it?
It
was like 4.5 hours were you doing that?
Did I warn you, or did I warn you about... But that's one of the things, Teresa, that you might learn after being on this tonight. And I know Teresa Jones has learned that I edit these pretty heavily to actually make something out of it.
to make it make sense, you mean?
Yeah. Oh, well, especially with the appearance by Chrissy Moore and
the Canadian contingency.
Oh no! I won't say that. I wasn't gonna say that because T and Carrie actually seem somewhat
not drunk.
Lucid.
Yes. Lucid. Yes, that's the word I was gonna go with.
Supine.
Compared to no,
really?
They're not that either. I was just gonna say that they actually seem somewhat coherent compared to their other Canadian compatriots. How's that for some
alliteration?
Yes.
Your lingual skills are outstanding.
Yeah, we try.
Teresa Jones is rubbing off on Mike. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
That could be interpreted in so many ways.
Hence the...
You know what I'm saying.
Smile!
Do you guys have a Teresa maximum or minimum on this room, or like?
No. Well, so far we're at 2, so, I mean, if you know any other ones, we can add more Teresa's on.
Terry's like, I got like 3 in the yard.
I still maintain for it. We're at maximum Teresa saturation.
We'll soon have to start going by last names if we increase by any more than 2.
And for the record, I hate my last name, so...
Can we just call you Dr. Jones?
Only if you say it like short round.
Okay.
No, that's racist.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Okay, so... So T,
I thought that would mean nobody would say it that way.
I'll say the quote.
Why in the fuck? You know, I don't understand this. Like, I mean, E's probably heard this because he's been on a pretty long episode. All the stuff that Dylan demands that I edit out. It's just ridiculous.
Hey, she's better off leaving.
So T, what do you have any favorite canceled TV shows?
Would it be too lame to actually say, you know, I don't know. Definitely not Seinfeld. I unfortunately actually don't like Seinfeld.
That's okay. I know several people that don't.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. I like Farscape.
There you go.
Was that canceled?
Yes.
Well, if it's not still on, it must have been.
Well, Breaking Bad's not on.
You
but
just said it
canceled.
Didn't necessarily have to be officially canceled or just really ended.
Oh, my God. Dylan and his fucking qualifiers on these questions.
If it's in syndication, does that count?
It's the hipster rage.
Yeah, I know, Teresa. It's just every fucking episode we have to, like, qualify or quantify or... Ugh. All right, Dylan. Any favorite canceled TV shows?
Twin Peaks.
Nice.
For sure.
That's a good.
Very nice.
I mean, admittedly, the second half of the second season kind of went off the rails.
Oh, it was bad shit.
But and not there were some bad episodes, but overall that show is fucking awesome. So yeah, sad that it got canceled. So, but hey, it's coming back actually. So for the time being, it's canceled. Yes. And I never saw the movie, so.
Right.
But I heard the movie sucks.
Yeah, don't.
But I feel like I have to.
How about you, Teresa?
2, actually. One of which has actually been canceled 3 times or 4 times. Futurama.
Okay.
Futurama's good.
I adore Futurama. In fact, I've been binging on it recently. And it was canceled 2 times by Fox, 1 by Comedy Central, and then once a couple years ago when it went off the air for the last time recently. And it was a brilliant show, and only this most recent cancellation was I watched the final episode and I went, okay, I'll spring this back. I'm satisfied with that ending. And none of the rest of them made me feel that way. So I'm sad that it's gone, but I liked the most recent ending. But also, Boston Legal, I loved, which is weird because I loved that show, and I didn't expect to because I am pretty anti-procedural show. I usually don't care for cop shows, lawyer shows, doctor shows in general, unless they're comedies. And Boston Legal won me over really quickly, and I think half of the reason why I loved it so much is it occurred to me while watching this show, not only was the writing really clever, but it occurred to me why Shatner was so ridiculous on Star Trek, but so good on Boston Legal. It's like, they should have been giving him comedies from the start, because the man had phenomenal comedic timing on that show. It's just, he's not a dramatic actor, that's why he looked so ridiculous on Star Trek. But he was hilarious on Boston Legal, and it was a show aimed at adults, which most shows on aren't.
I think both him and Spader played well together.
Oh, yeah, they did. Absolutely. I loved the dynamic between those two characters.
Have any of you ever heard him in like any like long-term interviews, like podcasts or whatnot?
Yeah.
He is fascinating. He is such an amazing person. I've listened to a couple of recent like interviews of him probably within the last one was just recently, like last week I listened to, and it was really good.
I heard he's a pretty difficult person to be around, though.
Yeah, I heard he's a jerk at like the Comic Cons and stuff like that.
Right. Well, and there was actually I'm a huge fan of Supernatural, for those of you who don't know me. And
what?
There,
no, you're not.
What? What?
Shut up! I said for those of you who don't know me, I'm a huge fan, and I follow several of the actors who you can tell that they make jokes about it, but they, at one of the recent conventions, they got a lot of shit from Shatner, because he crashed one of their panels, then was just sort of a dick to everybody, and was making fun of Supernatural fans. I'm like, dude, you are like the head honcho of Trek fans, Star Trek fans. Like, you don't have any room to criticize people for being obsessed fans. You just don't. So he's very talented, but apparently kind of a dick.
I'm sorry I brought that up. I really like some of the interviews I've heard of him recently.
I'm sorry. I just trampled all
Fletcher's
over it.
Fletcher's been the, whatchamacallit, whether or not he was an ex, his ex-wife, or, well, obviously she's dead, but the whole, did he kill her or not?
Whoa.
What?
That I didn't.
What? I don't know.
That was the other dude, wasn't it? Guy with the crooked eye? Yeah, he used to play Columbo.
Shatner, there was two people involved, Shatner and, God, who's the other guy? Was it Columbo?
Columbo killed his wife in the pool, wasn't it?
No, yeah, this was out on a boat.
Oh, you're thinking of Shatner and what's his face?
If you say the name, I don't know, let me Google it.
Everybody.
Somebody get to Google.
Kevin Spacey does his voice.
What I'd love to know is what exactly you're Googling.
Oh no,
right
it's his wife in the pool. I'm sorry, it wasn't a boat. Natalie Woods.
A boat? Christopher Walken. Wasn't Christopher Walken involved in Natalie Wood's death?
No, it wasn't Christopher Walken. It was, what's his name? The guy who played number two in Austin Powers, right?
It's like all those jokes.
Oh, Wagner?
Robert Wagner.
Yeah, Robert Wagner. You want to talk intriguing but potentially screwed up people? Christopher Walken.
Oh, come on!
Like I said, intriguing. But...
Now, there was nobody else involved. She was just found in the bottom of the pool, and it's always been suspect that he was involved. They were married for 2 years.
Did they get her out?
This says a boat trip, Jim. It was Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken.
See?
Shatner's wife found dead in pool. Search for that.
But, wait, we were talking about Natalie Wood.
Search for it.
What the fuck?
Actually, we were talking about canceled TV shows, but anyway.
This podcast has gone so far off the rails every time we try to ask a question.
Well, Jim, do you have any favorite canceled TV shows?
I can hear Teresa Moran just, like, giggling in the back.
Sorry.
I love Cheers.
Don't apologize.
There you go.
Well, that was one of those ones that maybe ended that they ended on their terms, so. But
how did it end? I don't remember how it ended.
They basically closed the bar up for the night and they left.
Yeah,
and
that was.
Yeah.
That's probably.
Sam and Diane were supposed to get married and she left to go pursue her book career or whatever. And then they consoled Sam and then left because they closed the bar up.
Frasier moved to Seattle.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
that's why I was like, I could have potentially said like The Wire, because I love The Wire. Technically, The Wire was canceled, but they like ended the last season. They ended it so that it was like kind of, you know, it culminated. That's why I didn't say it. But that's also like my favorite TV show of all time. So,
yeah. I think I'll just name one that I just recently a couple years ago there was a show called Forever. That both Liz and I really dug, and it was like it was basically about this coroner that could die and then would come back, but he would use it to like figure out people's deaths and stuff. And they had like a full season run, 23 episodes, and the show was really good and really well done. And then after the 23rd episode, they're like, yep, it's not coming back.
That's how I felt about Limitless this year. I thought the show rocked.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was just like,
kill someone.
Yeah. You just want to go to like some TV executive. I was like, okay, like you gave that show all of that. And then you said, nope, we're not bringing it back. It's like, why did you even fucking bother? Why didn't you just cancel it like 10 episodes in or whatever?
There was a really good show on FX that was one season long it was called Terriers with Dona Loge. It was really fucking good. It was like a really good like modern day crime show. I loved
dogs?
It. No, it had nothing to do with dogs. It was about two detectives. Like, you know, or private investigators. But it was Dona Loge and this other guy that I didn't know that well. But it was a fucking good show. Loved the one season of it.
I also feel obligated to point out shows like Freaks and Geeks and
Freaks and Geeks is so good.
And My So-Called Life and Firefly, obviously, that were.
I also had one too that's kind of off the wall because it's a cartoon, but Gravity Falls. Have you guys ever watched Gravity Falls?
No, but I really want to.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
What about cartoon. Young Justice?
Hmm. What was that?
Young Justice, Justice League Junior.
That's
what I've seen of it.
Really well done.
And Teen Titans, I guess, technically was canceled too, right?
Oh, that's too bad. That was good too.
And Samurai Jack. God, there's so many good canceled shows. So I think we've answered all the questions.
And
though.
And yet there are 8 billion seasons of Survivor, and there were like 20 seasons of Top Model and.
Hey, whatever makes money.
How about Pushing Daisies? That was one.
Yeah, I heard that.
Pushing
really
Daisies
good.
Was really good.
I'm just like going through a list now here. There is the Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
That one I never
watched.
That was good.
Yeah. I like that.
I liked it.
She
was hot.
H-A-W-T.
Liz would like this. Animaniacs is on the list.
Oh,
Animaniacs was
awesome. That was good.
I grew up on Animaniacs with the Wheel of Morality. That was my favorite.
Fingerprints? No. Fingerprints.
I was
best double
Animaniacs
entendre ever.
My sister and her husband are introducing their 4-year-old to Animaniacs via streaming services and DVD, and it's absolutely phenomenal to hear him singing the Pinky and the Brain theme song. It's
awesome.
So fantastic. That and Darkwing Duck. Likes Darkwing Duck.
Hey, what about Clerks, the animated series?
Bear Who Drive Car?
You know, I wish more people knew that because a bunch of my friends in college introduced me to it, and I make jokes from it, and nobody gets it.
Dude, I thought Clerks the Animated Series was really fucking good.
It was ahead of its
time.
It
was hilarious. I thought it was really hilarious, and I am constantly making little random jokes, or at least I used to, and then nobody got them, so I stopped making the joke.
I thought that was good. That was a good one.
You just took it out of your repertoire.
I did, because nobody got it.
I just wanted to say repertoire.
Repertoire. I am a classy motherfucker. What can I say?
I've noticed nobody's saying John from Cincinnati.
Nope.
WKRP in Cincinnati was a good show.
Oh, awesome show. I thought turkeys could fly.
WKRP in Cincinnati. Hey, man, you just had the hots for What's-Her-Face.
Lonnie Anderson. Yeah. Actually, I like Bailey Quarters better.
Everybody loves Bailey.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't throw Lonnie out of bed for eating crackers either, though.
All right, you guys ready for question number 45?
Bring it.
Do it.
If you could buy any type of food, what would you buy?
What?
Cherry Coke Zero.
I'm disappointed in you, Jim.
No, that was for tea.
Wait, you're expecting to be like Permanis.
No, I was expecting him to say Sprecher's Cream Soda.
That's not a food.
You That's just a said food a product. Soda.
I know.
Yeah, you do.
Teresa loves Coke Zero, or Cherry Coke Zero.
Cherry Coke Zero, and you don't like it in Canada.
Yeah,
and you like
Sprecher's
Cream Soda.
I know, but okay.
But okay, if you have a different answer, you can go ahead and name it, Jim.
I really don't know. I have to think about it. Come back to me.
Okay.
Food, or just favorite Ooh. Consumable item.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be from a store?
I know what store I would go to buy any food item.
Wegmans.
Fuck yeah.
Talk about a segue, baby.
We're talking about segue babies? That's weird.
Yeah.
Working on a category.
That's complicated.
That would take some serious balance, wouldn't
it? Definitely. That'd be complicated. A lot of balancing.
Right? And a lot of potential hazards there.
Well, they're low to the ground, though.
Yeah. Maybe they would do better on Segways.
Okay. The question, though, is are we talking about having the baby on a Segway or making the baby on a Segway?
No, the question is what kind of food you buy if you could buy any food. The question isn't about Segway babies, but if you want to make it about Segway babies, you can.
Go with Mike.
What?
Nothing.
So what are you going to do with your Segway babies?
What are you going to feed them?
Yes.
My mind just completely blanked. I'm like, what would you feed a Segway baby?
Mission accomplished. We've thrown her for a loop.
I'm dumb.
No one has answered this question
I yet. Think that's going to be the title of this podcast, Segway Babies.
Segway. Oh, no, we've had a couple topics, aren't we?
E-Man prides himself on naming the episodes.
If you would go to Wegmans and buy any type of food, what would you buy?
Did you alter the question?
I totally...
I actually have an answer to that question.
And you're not on a Segway.
And I'm not a baby.
Definitely no Segway.
A Segway with babies?
That would be hard.
Is there a basket on your Segway?
Oh, God, I was trying so hard to... Like...
Dylan, it's not a difficult question.
I don't know. See, like, I was going to go with the original answer. I was going to go, like, probably spend money on something that I don't buy that often, but I really like. I was going to say, like, I don't know, like, scallops or filet mignon or something like that.
Okay.
So, probably go with that.
All right. Uncle Jim?
I don't know. I just like food.
Well, see, that's my problem, too.
That gets my vote. Food?
No, it's like food.
I like food.
Food?
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
You like eating food at your house?
I'll tell you what, though. There was... Everybody's going to cringe when I say high school, but there was this, like, chocolate mousse thing that they used to make at...
a mousse?
Mousse. For a dessert in high school. And it was like, really light and fluffy, and it was so good. If I could get more of that, that'd be awesome.
Light and fluffy? That's how you often describe me, Jim.
Light and fluffy. Gabriel Glacius.
So you're vaguely ethnic moose?
Moose?
Vaguely ethnic light and fluffy moose.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh. You gotta say it like the way Mike says it. Vaguely.
Vaguely.
So, if you could buy any type of food, what would you buy? Or if you could buy any type of food at Wegmans, what would you buy? I would buy Key Lime Twinkies.
Oh, God. Ugh.
That's just a reference to a previous episode. I would buy them and then just give them to Sean.
Oh. Well.
It's just, it was one of those Ghostbuster-related items, so I had to mention it.
Ugh.
No, actually, no, you know what I would? I would just, oh, I don't know. I'm kind of inclined to go with like what Dylan said. Like I'd buy something like just fancy, you know, like okay. Just get like a nice steak. You know?
I have a similar answer because I very rarely meet a dessert I don't like, but Wegmans in Brockport makes these really beautiful fruit tarts that are just gorgeous looking, and I've had teeny tiny little single serve ones, but the big ones are so expensive that I can't justify dropping a chunk of change when I'm just going to go home and eat it myself and it'll probably go bad at it, you know? So that's the sort of thing I would go buy, because then I wouldn't care and I'd just like take it somewhere with me, but it's so expensive that I can't justify buying it myself.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah. Jim.
You're a teeny tiny little tart.
What? Wow.
No.
I knew someone was going to say something about the tarts, but I figured it was going to be directed towards Dylan, but.
Well, he's already the light and fluffy moose. He can't be a tart, too.
That's true. He can be a tard.
So has anybody not answered this question yet?
Yeah, Teresa, too.
T.
I haven't either.
We're going
T. With
T.
Because Jim answered for me.
So we will do T and then we'll do E.
Jim answered for me because he said Cherry Coke Zero. But if it has to be from Wegmans, I've never been to one, so that's not going to work for me.
It doesn't have to be from Wegmans. It's just like a...
She's like, what is this Wegmans?
I'm feeling a little left out of that.
It's the Mecca of all grocery stores.
I'd probably go with something really lame, like... chocolate mint M&Ms. Mm. Also something can't get in Canada.
Oh, you poor soul.
But there's a good reason for it.
No. There's never a good reason for that.
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's a good reason why you're buying it.
Oh.
Canada's got all sorts of fun though, candy that we can't get
Yeah, seriously?
Here, so.
I mean we have Kinder Eggs because they're afraid you guys are gonna choke on a toy.
Americans aren't very smart.
And yet you can buy a gun in Walmart.
Even your Kit Kats are better than our Kit Kats.
But the Spree is not. I threw a handful of Spree in my mouth, and their Spree are like M&M's.
threw a handful of what in your mouth?
And I was like,
it's better that he threw a handful of Spree in his mouth
than
anything
else. They're
not like
sweet
tarts. Yeah, but just the basic like chocolate bars are so much better in Canada, because our basic chocolate really blows.
Yes.
It does.
Yeah, it blows Spree.
I'll go with that. The Canadian chocolate's better.
It's way better.
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
All of it.
Yes.
All chocolate.
Yep.
That was whenever I grew up about an hour from Niagara Falls, and whenever we drove to Canada for spring break, we would go to Toronto and see a baseball game and a show and that kind of thing. And we would buy stupid amounts of candy bars and save them for like Easter and stuff, simply because the candy was so much better.
Yeah. Actually, T, your fun and interesting flavors of chips too are so much better than what we can get in the States.
I think that depends on the thing. I'm a little afraid of some of them.
You shouldn't be. You should just experience them. You know which ones I discovered a few years back, and then I think I discovered that they don't make them anymore. I think Lay's up in Canada, for a brief time, were making rotisserie chicken flavored potato chips.
Sounds good.
Ugh.
And yes. They were delicious.
I can't decide if that's a great idea or a horrible one.
They were so good.
Or chicken and gravy?
Of course, who is it now that makes... like chicken and waffles flavored potato chips, and which is like the worst idea I've ever heard.
Hey, those were actually kind of tasty. I like
those. I cannot get on board.
Have you?
I was on board.
Teresa, have you ever actually had chicken and waffles?
I personally have issues combining savory and sweet in the same dish. I don't usually like it. So it's a weird, especially with something like chicken and waffles to me, that's less of a taste bud thing and more of a brain thing. Like my brain is saying breakfast and dinner at the same time and it doesn't want to smash the two together. But I don't dig the savory and sweet all in the same. It's why I don't like peanut sauce, because my brain says dessert, but also dinner. What are you laughing at, vaguely ethnic moose?
Come on. What do you think I'm laughing at?
Peanut sauce. I said peanut sauce. I don't like peanut sauce.
I know. I heard you.
Shut up your face.
Wow, this is getting violent.
Man, it's not me getting angry for once.
Your hipster rage has rubbed off on me.
All right, E.
With the peanut sauce?
Shh. The problem is, I see on things like podcasts where you don't see me in person, I come off as really ragey a lot, simply because I'm really animated, vocally speaking. And
are
people
your hands, are your hands like flying around in the air right now?
I.
Wow, they are.
Shut up!
I totally caught you.
I'm Italian. It's a thing we do. If I have to sit on my hands, I don't have anything to say.
Oh my god, that's too fucking funny.
Hey, but you know what? You know what? Dylan is giving you so much grief over raging. He's probably the angriest person on this podcast.
This is true.
He's a little angry man.
Yes.
I'm a short, round, angry woman when it comes to that kind of thing, which is fun because visually, if you see me in person, I look like a young Mrs. Santa Claus, which is why I can get away with the ragey speech, because people are always shocked by it and they find it funny.
Yeah, that's got its charms.
Don't sound too enthusiastic there, best friend of mine.
I said it's got its charms.
Every now and then.
Every now and then, yeah.
I think Eric would go buy a vat of peanut sauce.
Ugh. I can't. I just can't.
No, I mean, I could totally get that. I get where you're coming from with that. It's definitely something that I actually really enjoy. I do like that sweet and savory combination.
I fucking love chicken and foods. Waffles.
Oh, man. Chicken and waffles is like something I had like for the first time out in LA, and it was just, oh my god, it was so freaking good. But I can appreciate where you're coming from with that.
It just fucks with my brain.
I get it. I get it. It's like fish tacos, right?
Ugh.
Oh,
it's just wrong.
I can't. Thank you. Thank you. I get so much shit about not liking fish tacos, both the thing or the term. Because to me, all I hear, first of all, when we're talking about the food, I'm not a fan of fish. I mean, I've been working on it. There are certain incarnations that I like, but
that part of it I can totally understand. If you don't like fish, you don't like fish.
I'm not a huge fan of fish. But you say the phrase fish tacos, and my brain hears euphemism for lady parts.
But so, if you do like fish, and you haven't had them, you owe it to yourself to have them, because just the way they're prepared properly, like in the Baja style, is amazing. But
like, I'm sure that's true.
Are you talking about fish tacos?
How'd you guess?
Yes. Blech. Unfortunately. Like,
he just scoffed at them.
I can get on board with fish tacos if we're talking about in quotation marks, but not actual fish tacos.
All right. So, how about you?
Well, actually, I've been, since we were talking about fish tacos, I was perusing the Wegmans website, and I think I would buy a Wegmans Easy Meal, some ready-to-cook Jamaican jerk split chicken.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It looks good, too.
Is that one of, like, their $6 meals?
It doesn't give me the price, but I'm hoping it's actually not that bad.
Yeah, they do those, like, where it's like you get the entree and then a couple of sides for like either $6 or $8.
You said they do those.
They do those. Yes.
I make use of that a lot when I'm feeling too lazy to cook for just one person.
All right. So, guys, one more final insecurities question to close it out. Question number 46. And, Dylan, you may need to go away and check with your mom on this one. What color is your toothbrush?
It's blue and white.
Oh, mine's blue and white.
Is it the same toothbrush?
Yeah, did you steal my toothbrush?
I may have. Jim?
Well, I don't have a toothbrush.
It's multicolored. It's like white and silver and blue.
Okay. Well, I just use my finger.
Brush my teeth with a stick.
Brush my tooth.
I brush my tooth with a stick. Uh-huh.
Mine's purple.
So is mine.
My favorite color. Yeah.
Mine vibrates, though, too.
Whoa! I don't want to know what you do with it.
Are we still talking about toothbrushes?
I sure hope so.
I guess there's one part of your body that stays really clean.
Wow. We broke Teresa.
I'm sorry. That was funnier than it should have been, but it was pretty damn funny. Excuse me. Sorry. Huh. That was really funny. Good work.
Thank you.
Job well done.
Yeah, you gotta do a Costanza, just like, alright guys, I'm out of here, bye.
Good night. So is that it for insecurities, or have we all named our toothbrush colors?
Oh, I don't think I did. Mine is green and blue and white.
Does it vibrate?
Not the toothbrush, no.
Wait, is there something else that vibrates when you're using it?
Lots of things.
Your phone, yeah. Of course.
Well, yeah, that too. Yeah, what else would it be?
I don't know. All right, Jim.
Sarge of the week.
Y'all know how high-tech this show is, so you shouldn't be surprised by our segment openers.
Since I'm back on again, can I have my special request again?
What's that?
You know. Dun, da, da, da. I know it's not tied to the Sarge right now, but I didn't get to hear it.
Oh, did you miss it?
He did miss the insecurities opener.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this would be a long one, too. Ba-da-da-da! Insecurities with Jim, Teresa, E, Dylan, Teresa, and Mike.
Thank you.
That's life-changing.
Isn't it?
It's too early in the week for me to have a Sarge. Oh, you know what? I do have a Sarge. I was supposed to go to the... correction, I do have a Sarge. I was supposed to go to the orthopedist today because my knee hurts. And I showed up and I'm like, I have a 3:15 appointment. And the receptionist says, what's your name? I'm like, give my name. Like, your appointment is in Hoboken. I'm like, well, that's not where this office is it? They're like, well, somebody messed up. I'm like, yes, they did. And actually, you know what? Another Sarge. I dropped my car off last week or a week before that to get fixed because someone backed into it and fucked up the bumper.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't Jim. And I went to pick up the car and I opened up the door and the people who had fixed my car like ripped open my seat.
Oh, geez.
So I have to drop it off again to get fixed. So.
Wow.
That kind of sucked.
Special.
So, oh well. Those are my Sarges.
All right.
Who's next?
Teresa, do you have any Sarges besides all of us?
I would say the Canadians that were on this podcast previously are all Sarges. Two of them anyway.
Can we all just give like a big fuck you to Chris Seymour?
Fuck you, Chris Seymour.
Yeah, definitely.
Say the least.
Yeah, fuck you, Chris Seymour.
I'm only on the phones at work once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks, to do a particular portion of the job duties that's shared among the people in my office. And it wasn't this one specific person, but this type of person that every time I'm on the phones, I always get at least one of these people who will call in, and we issue certificates of insurance for certain groups in the area, and the people who call in to request them never have the right kind of information, of course, even though they have the letter in front of them. But what really pisses me off is I got this lady today who called in to ask for the certificate of insurance, and every time I opened my mouth to answer her question or ask her a question, she starts explaining why she doesn't know what she's supposed to ask for. Like, shut up and let me answer your question. Don't ask me a question without letting me answer. And it drives me nuts because I'm despite the fact that I am really, really talky on things like this, if you get me on the phone at work, I'm kind of antisocial on the phone, so I want to get you off the phone as soon as possible. You shut up and let me answer your question. So, yeah, that lady that called in today and interrupted me to tell me she didn't know what to ask for every time I tried to tell her what to ask for.
And what was her name, Mike?
What?
What was her name?
Dominique.
Yes.
I hate that. Really pisses me off.
Dominique, man. What a bitch she was.
She was.
Seriously?
Arrgh.
What?
No, I'm saying, seriously.
Oh, I thought you were like complaining about it. That's our female name now that anybody that we want to surge out anonymously or refer to in a story anonymously, that's their name. Dominique.
Oh. So the girl that grabbed your package a few episodes ago, her name was Dominique as well at the concert?
Yes.
Okay.
That's such an unpleasant thing to do to a random stranger.
Well, she didn't grab. She accidentally kind of, sort of nut punched me.
Yeah, I heard. I heard the story. Sorry about your unfortunate impromptu nut punch.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's driving me nuts.
Thank you. I love that joke.
Yes. E, do you have any surges this week?
Probably. Actually, I just had one a little while ago at the store.
What's his name, Jim?
No.
Wow. He's like, hey.
Dominique. Actually, Dominique was at the trying to pay for $200-something worth of stuff. It was, Dominique was a slightly older woman, kind of short in stature, kind of thick bottle glasses and everything, trying to pay with a credit card, and she kept on arguing with the lady about she wants to swipe her card, but the woman behind the kid behind the register is like, well, if you have a chip, you have to use a chip, blah, 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 back and forth. So every time she stuck it in, the thing kept going, and she couldn't figure out why it was buzzing. And so the guy, for probably felt like maybe 15, 20 minutes or whatever, kept on telling her, I'll reset the register and you can try it again. And she's, telling the guy that she's got $30,000 on this credit card. And I'm starting to get fumed because I can't back out of the lane because I had some other lady with a bunch of flowers that was behind me. So after about the third or fourth time, they call the manager over there, and the manager uses her little key to, type in the code. And finally, the woman realized that she just wasn't sticking it in all the way. And when she stuck it in all the way, then it worked.
Oh, if only that was the solution to so many problems.
Yeah.
Stick it all the way in.
That's right. Otherwise, it'll start beeping.
You're doing it wrong when.
It's someone's <dead. laughs>
Or you're trying to swipe it instead of sticking it in.
That's generally a problem, yeah.
You're doing it wrong.
At least lick it.
Whoa.
Wow.
At least lick it.
You don't lick the credit card when you go swipe it through? Is that...
No, man, I don't know where that card's been.
Well, he hasn't before, but he will now.
Is that something like blowing into the Nintendo cartridge to get it to work?
That's right. You gotta lick your credit cards.
Some universal trick that everybody knew.
Was that like the pistachio trick?
Apparently.
Everybody except
me.
Except me. Yeah.
Do you know the pistachio trick, T?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Here we go.
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so apparently I just discovered this.
I don't know if I want to.
I just discovered this after 40 years of living on this planet that if you have a pistachio that is tough to open, that you're supposed to use like a half a shell from like one that you previously cracked open to open the one that you're having trouble with.
Now, is it a prying motion or a twisting motion?
It's a prying.
Okay. I thought you said crying.
I didn't know it had a name, but now I know.
Did you know that that was something you were supposed to do?
Yes.
Okay. No, I mean, that's completely fair. I'm just a moron, apparently.
No arguments here.
No. As far as pistachio opening, apparently I'm a moron. I'll own up to it. So I'll just nominate myself as a Sarge for my lack of pistachio opening prowess.
Your pistachio etiquette?
Yes.
And apparently after listening to the last podcast, I guess I'm a Sarge too.
Oh.
For not emailing.
Yeah, but you know what? You didn't even know who Dominique and Hector are.
Herbert.
Yeah, him.
And Jim's the Sarge for not remembering that the guy's name is Herbert after we just told him like 10 minutes ago.
I'll never remember.
Maybe Herbert's brother is Hector.
That's his slightly ethnic brother.
Yeah.
Dylan knows him, I heard.
He's Spanish.
You know what? Henry's brother is Hector.
Henry?
No, is it?
I think it's Hector.
Dylan, we already asked you. Jim, do you have any Sarges?
No, I don't think I have anything.
T, do you have any Sarges besides us?
Well, for those of you who've been in Brantford, you know the cat, Sophie?
Yeah.
Okay. She's been at the rink for 3 years. Some guy walked in the other day angry because we have a cat around food. You know, those bags of chips that we sell.
Does he know everything in there is hers?
I tried to explain that to him, but... He was angry. Don't know where he came from. I'd never seen him before.
Was he playing or was he just there?
Well, there was a tournament at our rink and there was a baseball tournament and all the baseball players were coming over because we were the only place open. So I think he was with the baseball players. Everybody looked at him like he was crazy.
Probably was.
But that's about it.
So random dude complaining about the cat?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Get over yourself. It's a cat.
It's a cat. Deal with it. It's not like the cat was licking each individual bag and the contents of each bag. Get over it.
Do you want a cat around, or do you want the mice and rats running over the chocolate bars?
Yeah, maybe a little bit of both.
I heard that chocolate in Canada is really awesome, so maybe it doesn't matter if rats run over it.
Must be American rats.
Well, probably. They came over.
Americans.
America.
Didn't we build up some walls or something to... keep us in and keep you guys out or something?
No, we're working on the walls when they get
built. Is Mexico going to pay for the wall?
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I got to assume we're going to put some up in Canada, or, you know, the U.S.-Canada border too, right?
We can make them pay for it, right, eh?
Yeah. Right, Aid?
Keep all those nice people out.
Yeah, right? Because this is America!
Sorry, didn't mean to. Sorry.
This is America. We can't have any of that nice, polite shit happening.
Yeah. All right, well, what do you say we close this episode out?
Let's do it.
Please.
I'm turned.
So let's thank Teresa for joining us this evening.
Hi, thanks.
And thanks for hanging in there. I know we had a little bit of a delayed start, but thank you for coming on and joining us. And you stuck through the entire episode. I don't know how you did it.
I know. I stayed up past my bedtime.
Yeah, it's just because you love us so much.
She might be a little cranky tomorrow.
I'll be a little cranky until about 9:30, pretty much every day.
She'll be a little sargy.
Yeah.
A little bit. That's why I stay in my cubicle and don't talk to anyone.
And we'll thank a new guest, the other Teresa, or T, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And we appreciate all your support. We noticed you liking all the posts and everything.
I like and share.
Yeah. Yeah, we like that. We like that. And as always, E, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Pleasure always.
I know you were on, I think, one of the longest episodes of the podcast.
Episode 29.
Yes, Porn It Hard.
Porn It Hard.
That was a recent one. But you guys don't have to know this, but hopefully anybody listening, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us at JimsBBQPod.com, #DIAD, or go to JimsBBQPod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. And that's actually the first time that Jim actually hit his cue on saying the email and the website tonight. That's amazing. Congrats. It's
because you finally got an email.
I'm tired.
I'm actually going to do the outro, I think, the thanks for visiting thing tonight. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you can always take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Are you brilliant today, Jim?
No, he's Sargy, if anything.
I don't know that Jim's with us.
Like, has he checked out on the whole conversation? Is that what's going on? You brought me in as a substitute for Jim?
We had Yuri for a while and got rid of him.
Yes, Dylan has a new Russian character that he just developed
in the
last 20 minutes.
Oh, dear.
It's like, his name is Yuri... Because Blackett or something like that.
Yes. So
how early did you start drinking, Dylan?
I've been drinking since like 6.
Oh dear.
But so, Teresa, right. While we're waiting for Jim to come back,
yes,
just wanted to let you know there are at least 2 or 3 clips of you in our new intros for the
podcast
that will be debuting in October.
That you're going to use to humiliate me for the entire rest of my life?
No.
Tend to say stupid things a lot.
No, they're not stupid. They're just,
it's
like...
It's actually pretty funny.
They're really...
Oh, good. Thank God.
Where the fuck were you? Where the fuck were you?
We called on you for your talk about Gene Wilder, and you were gone.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I had to run up. I didn't want to interrupt you guys.
That's okay. We knew you were gone.
See what I have to deal with, Teresa?
You like left, and we knew you left.
I was being considerate.
You just sort of wandered away and didn't tell anyone.
I was being very considerate of your speaking time.
Well, we talked about Gene Wilder, and then we wanted to kind of get your take on him, and all of a sudden you were.
We were wondering if you went the same route as Gene Wilder.
You were gone.
That cannot be on this podcast.
What?
Nicely done.
I was like, where's he going with the take a look bit?
Yeah, me too.
I think you should sing it a little bit, though.
You all can sing it together if you want. We can redo it if you want.
We can hum it.
Yes.
Pure imagination.
Well, I know we have at least one singer on this.
Yes, we do.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where you can always take a look. You'll see into your imagination. Mm-hmm. Oh, no one's wrong with me, so fuck you all.